Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so two things I want to talk to you about today. I always feel like when I notice something during the week that really sticks out to me, it's been put on my heart because I'm supposed to share it with you. So, interestingly enough, I was out with a new friend. I met a girlfriend for a drink. And while we're out, she's telling me that she's been single for a while. This is a new friend that I've just recently met. And she's telling me she's been single and she doesn't know if she's ready to date, but she really wants to meet someone. And she describes exactly what she's looking for. Someone young, fun. She doesn't want anything too serious, blah, blah, blah. I am not making this up. Literally 5 minutes later, two gentlemen approach us and start talking to us. One of them fits the bill to a T. She looks at me like, this is crazy. It was so wild. I guess manifestation at its best, speaking what you want out into the universe and it's going to happen, or just hanging around with me and you're going to get what you want. Okay, crazy. So we're looking at each other, cracking up because it's just what she spoke into existence. And I was so happy for her because she told me, you know, she just hadn't liked anyone so long and she was really kind of bummed out, blah, blah, blah. So she was clear on what she wanted. The situation just materialized. It was mind-blowing. Well, I was so happy for it. Things were going great until they weren't. Hang with me on this one. And I'm not judging this person. To me, it was one of those moments, and I wonder if you've ever had this, where you're so grateful to be where you are in your life because you've been in the shoes of the other person. Do you know what I mean? This situation went from an adorable, cute, positive, great exchange within 20 minutes to awful, negative, bye, you know, off the tracks, terrible. I was the observer watching it. So I was in a very different situation. They were in it. You know what I mean? It's like when you're in it, you don't see what's happening. And I take it back to when I was younger, I would have behaved exactly like this woman did. She was triggered by something he said. Something completely innocent triggered her. And instead of being able to be, I guess, more self-aware or more understanding that, oh gosh, I'm getting triggered right now. I need to take a deep breath. I need to excuse myself and go to the ladies' room and see what's really going on. Am I scared? Am I afraid of being hurt? Do I feel like insecure in this moment? Because that's really what it is. I know people don't want to hear this, but it truly is. And I know this because I know me. And it's so funny because I watched the situation unravel and it went bad. It went south very quickly. Cut to a friend of mine set me up with someone I don't know. I was on a phone call with this person and the call's going great. And he said something that triggered me. And I had to, in my mind, talk myself off the ledge, knowing it had nothing to do about what he said, right? Because when you react to what someone else says or does, you're giving them power and control over you. But it was my memories and my other instances in relationships where someone had said something similar and things went bad and me applying it to that moment, which that's not fair, right? But the more you can separate yourself from your emotions and be the observer watching, boom, you change the game, right? You empower yourself and you operate at a higher, more healed level. Again, I'm not nailing this perfectly. I still get triggered, but I am becoming more disciplined and not reacting, which is giving your power away. I think back across my life, oh my gosh, if I had been able to master this in my 20s, I'd be happily married right now, right? Because I wouldn't have blown up something that was good because I was reacting out of past unhealed hurt, because that's really what it is. And that happens at work, that happens in friendships, that happens in romantic relationships, it happens with your kids too, right? It could happen anywhere.
Meet a different guest each week.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. That's why it's so important to invest in yourself. Do the personal work. The most important thing you're ever going to work on in your life is you. And it's never ending. Okay, so being the observer is my challenge to you this week. So I was observing this woman and this exchange she was having with this man she had just basically prayed for out loud. Guy strolls up, and while it was started so, so good, she ends up getting triggered. Well, here's what I watched. It was a domino effect. When she got triggered, she started behaving badly, right? That's what we do. We either start crying or start poking fun at someone else or change our facial expression, change our close our arms. Like, she made some very clear responses, not all with her words, many with her face, her body, you know, how she was positioning herself, that she was shut off from this person now. What is funny is, it's not funny, haha, but it's interesting, I guess, is that this gentleman, who's younger, apparently he's not completely evolved yet, right? He got triggered by this, and I watched it happen. So in real time, they both went from all smiles and lovey-dovey and so excited to meet each other and, you know, touching each other's hand, or it was just so cute, to all of a sudden, she's triggered, she's shutting down. And when she shut down, oh my gosh, did he shut down? He blew up. He was even more triggered. She was quietly being triggered. He was outwardly being triggered. So he started rolling his eyes at her, started making some comments like, what the heck is wrong with you? What did I say? In a very accusatory tone. This train came off the track so fast. And I know, I'm sure you've seen something like this before. Maybe you've been in it. I know. I don't remember the exact examples, but I just know there's so many times in my life I was that person on either side of that. I wasn't observing, I was in it. And this is much like in your business. It's very difficult when you're in a business, running a business, to know what you need to do to evolve and grow the business, because you're in the weeds so much, you can't see the forest through the trees. Same with when you're getting triggered, or you're in an argument, or you're right in a heated situation. It's very difficult in those moments to see the whole picture, to be the observer. And so I'm challenging you this week to not get triggered, or like me, when you do get triggered, instead decide, I'm going to be an observer to this. And this was a cool experience I had. I am always investing in myself. I'm always signing up for
different masterminds, for programs, for, I'm always reading, of course, on this podcast, I'm interviewing people who are light years ahead of me, and I'm a constant learner and I'm proud of it, right? No one has reached the pinnacle of their life of complete knowledge, right? We can all get better in different ways. And I was having a conversation with someone that was counseling me on some different things. And one of the cool things she said to me was, I want you to step out of you for a minute, and I want you to observe Heather Monahan, and I want you to be the outer cheerleader of Heather Monahan, like you're watching a movie. And the movie is the Heather Monahan movie, right? And it was so cool because she got me to step out of being in it and start instead observing it. And so she's like, aren't you so excited with all these amazing things that she has coming up? She's talking about me, by the way, but she's having me observe me in my life instead of being stuck in the day-to-day of it. And when I did that, I was able to say, I am so proud of her. I am so excited for it. Really observing your own life, observing all of your accomplishments, observing how excited and anticipating you are of the next great thing that's going to happen. And being the observer is a really powerful move and hopefully will help you to separate from some of the negative emotions that can come up in any instance, whether it can be difficulty in business or difficulty in relationships or just meeting someone and getting triggered by something that they said, which was really innocent, was intended innocently and received very negatively. And that ended the potential of a relationship in real time, in 1 minute, right in front of my eyes. So I don't want you to lose that great next opportunity, whether that be for your friendships, for your business, for your romantic relationships. I'm asking you today to become the observer as I continue to challenge myself to do the same. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, which I had forgotten about and I was reminded last night at church is, and just FYI, I always tell you this, I go to VU Church in Miami. It is incredible. It's Christian church, incredibly positive message about, you know, what would Jesus do? How can you live your life with an open heart and full of love and doing the next right thing and helping others? And the other message he got into last night was, you know, it's important to give and help others. And it's also to receive and accept help for yourself too. So I hope that you're able to give love today and receive love today from everyone that's around you and from me coming from this show, because we've got nothing but love for you here. All right. I want to talk about breaking the 4 minute mile and what the concept of breaking the 4 minute mile taught everybody about the limits of what is conventional and known, right? So if you don't know the story, I'm going to break it down for you. It's not going to take long, but I promise you it's a really powerful story. This is from the Harvard Business Review, and the author is talking about the passing of Roger Bannister, who was the first person to ever run a 4 minute mile. Okay, and that's a massive legacy because, you know, not just as one of the greatest athletes of the last century, but this guy's an innovator and a change agent because what he did was iconic at the time. And it turns out that once he broke this 4 minute mile record, countless of other people were able to do it too. But it takes us back to that whole thing. When you see it, you can become it. And for many people, that is the case. I actually did a speech this past week for one of the largest tech companies in our country. And the woman that hired me was asking me all these questions. And really at the crux of it, it came down to, she wanted to become something she hadn't seen someone else do yet. And I had to verbalize that to her. And once I said that, she said, yeah, that's why I can't do it. Don't wait to see someone else do something. Be the change, be the one to go for it. Because when I pitched myself for VP of sales back, I guess when I was 30 years old, I pitched it, I sold them on it, I accepted it, I received it, and I became it, right? You don't have to see someone else be something. You can be the light. You can be the example for someone else. And this is an important part of what I want to instill with you. But obviously, it's easier when you see someone else do it. And I'm not knocking that. Okay, so let's take it back. Roger Bannister, May 6, 1954, he broke through the 4 minute barrier with a time of 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Okay, but what's so interesting is that to know the whole story, there's a number of different lessons here, and I'm reading quickly through the Harvard Business Review article. What Brian reminds us is that runners have been chasing the goal since 1886. And the challenge involved the most incredible coaches, the most gifted athletes from all around the world. Everybody was trying to chase this down. 4 years, milers had been striving against the clock, but the elusive 4 minutes had always beaten them. It had become a psychological barrier, not just a physical one. That's really important. And like, you know, any type of massive, you know, task, the closer it was approached, the more daunting it seemed. What he means is like the harder it became, the longer it took, no one had broke it, the more it seemed impossible, right? Everything is impossible until it's done. That's fact. Okay, so this was like the ultimate goal at the time, which is funny because, you know, now it's been broken so many times. All right, so everybody wanted the perfect conditions. Everybody wanted the perfect training. Everybody had these ideals. But what is funny is the British press constantly ran stories criticizing Bryant's approach, which was a lone wolf approach. He was out doing things on his own, and they wanted him to adopt a more conventional regimen of training and coaching, which he did not do. So, okay, so the 4-minute mile stood for decades. And when it fell and he was able to break it, the experts believed, they knew that it had to be under precise conditions, but they were completely wrong. It wasn't perfect weather. It wasn't with the traditional conventional training. It wasn't with the best coach in the world. He did it on a cold day. Bannister did it on a cold day, a wet track, very small meet. It was in Oxford, England, before a small crowd. Not the way anyone had said that it would have to be, right? The outside pundits are saying this is the only way it could be. No. When Bannister broke the mark, even his biggest rivals were breathing a sigh of relief because finally somebody had done it. Finally, they could see it. They could believe it. Now they could become it. And once they saw it could be done, they did it too. And they really did. Just 46 days after Bannister achieved this, John Landy did it, an Australian runner. He not only broke the barrier, but he beat Bannister's time. Then a year later, three runners broke the 4-minute barrier in one race. Over the last half century, more than 1,000 runners have broken the barrier. And it seemed hopeless for so long until Bannister was able to do it. Once Bannister could achieve it, others could see it. They believed it. And then they achieved it. But do you understand it was a mental barrier, not a physical one? And it didn't go down the way that all of the experts said it would. It went down the complete opposite way that anyone had ever anticipated.
Meet a different guest each week. Turn it on entertainment.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I want you to know that finding ways to be more efficient, cut costs, and get rid of errors and mistakes can completely transform your business, boost your performance at the same time. This is why you need NetSuite now. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Monahan. 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 When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's T-A-I-L-O-R-B-R-A-N-D-S taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. So it doesn't matter if you're a runner, if you're running a business. The bottom line is this: there isn't a just one way approach to doing things. And oftentimes the biggest barrier that you're going to be facing is a mental one, not a physical one, not a resource one, you know, not a knowledge one. It's mental. And so often, like my client at the tech company, if you haven't seen it yet, you're not believing it's possible for you. Don't wait to see it to believe it, right? But at the same time, if you can surround yourself in company and with people who have been where you want to go, you will see so much more success so much faster. And I've seen that firsthand in my mastermind over the last year. And this is what reminds me of the 4-minute mile. Once a year, I open up the doors for my mastermind. And it's a community to work together with me on an annual basis. I only do it one time a year. It is open right now for the next 4 weeks. And what I've seen in the last year has been beyond transformative in these people's lives and in my life, frankly, because I would have never gone to Saudi Arabia if I wasn't a part of a team where we were all pushing each other to go to the next level. I would have probably bowed out because I was scared to death to go, right? That trip, that speech ended up being the biggest speech I've ever given in my life. The contacts I've made are, I can't even tell you, the biggest thing I've done in the last year. And it's the largest audience I've ever spoken in front of. It ended up being 280,000 people, right? That's bigger than any US event that I've ever heard of or ever attended or ever spoken for. I wouldn't have pushed myself that far if I had not been part of this team. And here's why, just like Bannister, once you're seeing people prove the impossible and make it possible, your belief system changes and you start stepping into what before you saw as not possible for you because you've seen it. They did it. Now you can become it. So it's so important to, if you don't like the pace you're running at, you got to start running with people who are ahead of you, right? Run with people in a tribe that not only support, encourage, and hold each other accountable, which is key in success, but are also becoming the things that you want to become. And real quick story, one of my clients and team members in my mastermind over the past 12 months started out in a huge job, which she was making a ton of money. Everyone on the outset thought she was so successful. She was miserable, and that's why she joined my mastermind. She wanted to create some massive change in her life. She knew she had more to give. And over the last year, I have seen this woman completely change her mindset. She left that job, by the way, that no one ever thought she would leave. I'm so proud of her. She joined a startup. She has this incredible new role. She's financially so set up now in this new situation, right? She'd been telling herself there was no other positive financial situation for her to shift to. She found it, she created it, she landed it, she's doing it. She's so happy, she's treated with respect. She is now empowered to give it her TEDx talk. She is now empowered to launch her personal brand. She's now empowered to share and elevate others. All these things that are so important to her because she was running with a tribe that was living that life and making those changes. And just like Bannister, when she saw it, she could finally believe that she could become it, and she did. And I am so incredibly proud of her, and I have so many other stories exactly like that one, but very similar to that one, in the tribe and team on my mastermind this year. I'll share a different one with you each week, but until next week, I want to tell you this. Number one, don't allow others to trigger you. You're going to miss out on massive opportunity if you do, and shut the door too early, possibly, on opportunities that maybe there could be something bigger and better for you in. If nothing else, you're going to develop the muscle of self-control and managing your emotions, which is priceless. And number two, just like Bannister, when he broke that 4-minute mile, he changed the game for everyone else because people finally believed that they could do it too. I want you to be it so others can see it. I want you to change that idea of what's impossible is impossible for you. Maybe it's impossible for others. Doesn't mean it's not possible for you. Just means you haven't done it yet. Yet being the operative word. And if you are not running with a team and a crew that is ahead of you, that is encouraging you, that is holding you accountable, and that is becoming it so that you can be it too, join my mastermind. You can apply. The link is in the show notes below. You can set up a 15-minute call with one of my mastermind peeps who will answer all the questions for you. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
Learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No. once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.